Hello, this is Collective Noun. For a high quality program, press 1. You have pressed 2.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Look, Zach, tonight on the show, I am hopeful to make a little bit of radio history and fix what I think has been a fundamental flaw with radio for as long as it's existed.
Are you going to start pressing the right buttons?
I can't promise anything.
You know, we don't usually do that.
I'll work on that one. No, this is, you know, something I've thought was wrong with has been wrong with radio for so long.
What's that?
How much radio has come from the land?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
A lot of people listen in cars. Is that what you mean?
People are listening in cars. People are doing it in, you know, in buildings. What I'm saying is how little radio has come from the ocean. How rarely do you hear people broadcasting from the ocean?
Well, back in the day, I think that was quite popular because I saw that movie Pirate Radio.
Well, yeah, I think that's a fictional movie, though.
They haven't taken your idea, have they? And produced it before you came up with the idea.
Well, if they have, I'm going to have to come up with something new because that's filming the next 20 minutes of the show. Now, my thinking is this, Zach. I would love to. Normally, we hear from people on their drive home or people maybe doing a late night work shift. I'm wondering if there are people listening to this show, maybe, on a boat. That's all I'm going to say for now. It pretty much is everything. But coming up, Zach, I want to put this to the test. So all I can say is I'm going to get my captain's hat ready and I'm ready to set sail shortly.
I also wish you had run this by me.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Zach, I'm feeling pretty pretty jilted right now as a single person, and I'm hopeful you might be able to help me out with this.
Why is that, Dom?
So there's this club. It's an exclusive club that couples around the world are currently able to be a part of, and the singles of us are missing out.
I'm unaware of this club. Am I in this club?
You're in the club. Okay. No, it's not the happiness club, although you could say that as well. No, it's the club of people who are able to take a photo holding hands, right? Of like the one person in front, like they're holding their partner's hand who's behind the camera.
Ah, yes, like the travel photo.
The travel photo, right?
It's kind of like a follow me photo or something like that. It looks like that they're running into the sunset.
Yes, exactly.
And the person taking the photo is following them holding their hand.
So have you and your wife taken one of these?
No, never taken one of those. You know, but I've seen a lot of them.
You know you have the potential to. You have all the ingredients you need to take that photo.
And an extra hand.
An extra hand. Well, I saw our producer Michael and his girlfriend recently have taken one. It's his new phone screensaver where she's out in front and she's holding his hand while he holds the camera. I just got to say, as a single person, when I go to romantic locations, I currently have nobody to do the handhold for me.
What should you do to rectify this?
Well, I was going to ask a favor.
What's that? I don't think so, Dom.
I'm not asking for a lot. No one will know it's your hand.
Well, you kind of would be able to tell it's my hand.
No, we can put your hand on the bottom, right? So all you will see is a bit of an arm holding my hand as I'm out in front looking back at the camera.
Yep. I haven't seen any of these photos before where a guy was the guy running away. Usually it's like a girl. Would you be okay? I mean, it's okay. You can break down these stereotypes.
I have had that exact thought, but you know what? It's better to be involved in some capacity than not at all. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And right now, I don't have any girl to go in front of the photo for me, so I'll go in front. Are you happy to do this?
No. I won't be doing that. I'm sorry to let you down.
Well, I mean, the only other option is to go and get a girlfriend.
Yeah, I think that's a good option. And while we're at it, I will break your heart a little bit. I'm not willing to be the big spoon either.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
This is Collective Noun's Out of Context News.
Making Out of Context News tonight, Donald Trump got a Cat in the Hat costume.
They said, "Here, Mr. President, please take this home." I said, "Let me wear it." And then they gave me the beautiful hat.
Also, MasterChef judge George Colombaris saw the preview screening of tomorrow night's MasterChef episode.
I had a faint idea of what it was about. Did a little bit of research, so I went, oh my God, that is really boring and dry.
And Pauline Hanson is afraid of head lice.
They are actually really out to get my scalp, and I've heard about that. It's all about who can actually get Pauline Hanson's scalp.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom. We're handing the reins over to Dom. This is Freedom.
Yes, it is that time of the week. Dom's favourite part.
Oh, yes.
Possibly my least favourite part. It's where Dom gets to run free. He gets to do an idea that he wanted to do that no one else wanted.
Well, to take you behind the scenes of the show a little bit, often my ideas do get shut down in the planning meetings. You and our producer, Michael, say, nice initiative, Dom. Mm-hmm. Nice thinking. But we're not going to go with that one tonight.
Well, there's three of us, and Michael and I often vote together, forming a block to a lot of Dom's.
Yes.
Ideas, and I think sometimes regular listeners of the Freedom segment
yes.
might agree.
Well, hang on. We've asked people for their oldest coins so far. Mm-hmm. I mean, I won't say they've
there
all been
the
wins.
There was the Koshi fan club.
Absolutely.
There was, what's the oldest coin in your pocket?
Yep.
There was, is anyone listening in Dubbo?
That's true.
There was a lot of people listening in Dubbo that night.
There were. The thing is, though, I know they haven't all been wins.
Yep.
There were a few confusing ones along the way as well. But this one tonight, I think, is a certified banger. You can lock it in every week as a new segment. You ready for this?
Yep, hit me.
So here's my problem, Zach. We've been doing this show for a few months now, and I was just reflecting on the past few months recently, and I realized that every single one of the people we've had call into the show, to my knowledge, has been land-based. They've all been land-based. Maybe people in cars, maybe people working late, maybe people at home even, but every single one of them has been on dry land.
We had someone call from driving back from the airport.
We've had
so
that as well.
So they're fresh on the ground.
Yes, but we've never had somebody on water. 131060. It's my new segment called Ships in the Night. Is anybody currently listening to this on a boat? That's what I want to know. This is what I'm fascinated to find out. Because, I mean, I imagine there'd be people out in boats at the moment, Zach.
Where?
Maybe deep sea fishermen out doing a night shift.
Maybe. Sure. I guess Sydney Harbour.
Sydney Harbour.
It could be like maybe you're on a ferry on a river.
Yes.
I think it is extremely, extremely unlikely.
Oh, look, I'm certainly with you that the odds are slim. However, I have seen films before where there might be someone hauled into a boat and they're listening to the radio through a storm,
mm-hmm.
something like that. I don't know if they'll have phone signal out in the middle of the Bass Strait.
That's what I think will be the biggest problem.
Right, okay.
To have the radio signal.
Sure. So, well, here's what I'm thinking, right? 131060. Are you listening to this on a boat? And I will even accept a dinghy. I'll accept a cruise ship.
So it doesn't have to be a ship.
Yes, it doesn't have to be a ship at all. And in fact, I actually, I believe we might have somebody coming through. Look, what we'll do,
Zach. No, I don't think we do. I think you're trying to say that to encourage a caller.
No. Here's what we'll do. Let's go to a song. 131060. Are you listening to this show right now on a boat? That's what I want to know.
No, is the answer. what are we going to do up next when we don't have calls?
We're going to get a call, and it is going to be the most
glorious
moment.
And then what are we going to talk about?
Boats.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
I did some research on our show. I had a look back through the people we've had call in before, and I realised the one thing they had in common is that they were all on dry land.
Mm.
We'd never had somebody call from a boat before, so I invented a new segment called Ships in the Night.
I would wager, Dom, it's because extremely few people
yes.
listen to our show on a boat.
Well, the saying has to come from somewhere, ships in the night. There have to be ships out there in the night. And they...
I guess so. the logic checks out.
And it's possible to listen to the radio. Well, I have to say...
Yes.
I am astonished. I was hoping we might get one call. I've got a few people here who have called in. I don't know they're listening on boats, but we might be about to talk to some people on the oceans.
They all might be checking in to say, no, I'm not on a boat.
Well, let's start with Amber on the Gold Coast. Amber, are you currently on a boat? And if so, what sort of boat?
Well, I left it yesterday, but I was on a houseboat for the last 4 days.
Dom, it's a freshie, but I don't think that counts.
Wait a second, Amber. Are you telling me that you're currently on dry land?
Yeah, we arrived home yesterday last night, but I wanted to... We listen to you guys every night when we're on there. It didn't leave CFM 90.9.
Oh, okay.
Well, look, thank you so much, Amber. If you
so
called last night...
So that's a report of a recent listening on a boat.
It's a recent Ships in the Night, but unfortunately it still doesn't quite count.
I could tell by the connection
that
was land.
Yes, that's what I mean.
I think you'd hear a few more waves.
I would expect maybe some seagulls. Yep. Maybe you could hear the ocean. Josh in Brisbane, are you listening to us on a boat?
I am on a technicality, boys. I am in Brisbane. I'm taking my boat down to drop it in the Brisbane River for a night fish. I've pulled over on the side of the road and I am sitting in my boat.
Oh, Dom.
So technically, I'm calling you from a boat.
Did you want to have people on the water
or in
a boat? You didn't specify.
Here's my point. Look, thank you so much for calling, Josh, but I was very clear, Zach. I wanted to speak to people who weren't on dry land.
No, you said ships in the night.
I did say ships in the night. And
you didn't say people on water.
You know what? I reckon we can do better. Thank you so much, Josh. That, I will take that as a win if nobody else can top that. Don't get me wrong.
You can't do that in reverse. You can't turn down a job and then go back once you don't get any better ones.
But I am hopeful maybe Kai in Newcastle. Kai, are you currently on a boat?
Yes, I am. I'm on a ship.
And is that ship on water, Kai?
It sure is.
Oh, come on!
Unbelievable!
In the night. Where are you, Kai? Whereabouts in Newcastle? Just off the coast?
Obviously.
No. I'm sorry. We're docked. We're in the harbour.
Oh, in the harbour?
On the wharfie, so I'm driving the crane right now. We're loading containers on the ship. So,
Dom?
Yes, I am on one, but not out in the ocean, in the harbour.
Is the crane on a ship right now?
Yes.
Oh.
That's, you know what, that's pretty close. That's
well, what do
certainly...
you think, Dom? I mean, that one's in the water.
Yes.
On a boat.
It is, look, that is almost what I was hoping for. Do you know what I mean? That's so close. I was really hoping we might get some person.
You want someone who can see the land in the distance.
Well, maybe something like that at least. Somebody who is quite clearly out in the ocean in the elements tonight. And I've got one more person up here. Blair in Stradbroke, on Stradbroke Island. Blair, are you on a boat and is that boat on water?
Yes.
It is?
It is. It is.
Ships in the night.
The anchor in the water, yes.
Oh, Blair, where are you?
I am south of Stradbroke Island.
Excellent.
Just in the bay there, just doing a couple of fishing.
Yep. Okay, fishing trip. I've got to say, Zach, it does sound like the phone quality sounds more like somebody who might be out on the ocean, doesn't it?
What are you fishing for tonight, Blair? You catching anything?
Yeah, a couple of trout. That's about it, really.
Yep, I've heard of them before.
and just for the rest of us who unfortunately are land ridden tonight, Blair, what are the seas like? Is she a kind, gentle ocean tonight?
It's cold, I can tell you that.
It's cold. Okay.
Well, Dom, congratulations. Amazing. I'd like to say I didn't think we'd get a call. Blair, in the end, we did get one caller. And
yes.
After that, Dom, if this show doesn't rate number one among fishermen, I've never heard another show do a phone-in topic about being on a boat. Surely we'll win that section.
Ships in the night, Zach. Back every week.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Dom, the rapper Bow Wow got himself in a little bit of trouble today.
Excuse me, Lil Bow Wow.
No longer.
No longer?
No, just Bow Wow. Well, he reached the point in every rapper's life.
Yes.
they're coming of age where they drop the Lil.
Right. And then if you go long enough, then you can add Big.
Yep.
Right.
So the rapper formerly known as Lil Bow Wow, now known as Bow Wow, got himself in a little bit of hot water today because he put a picture up on Instagram of a private jet. And man, it looks like a nice jet, Dom.
Oh, I've seen this picture. So it looked like he was on the tarmac.
Mm-hmm.
He was posting the picture of the jet he was just about to walk onto, and it looked like the highest level of private jet.
It had the caption, Travel Day,
yeah.
New York press run for Growing Up Hip Hop, which I assume is a new album from him.
Mm.
Let's go. I promise to bring y'all the hottest show ever. Mm. Now, he posted that. A couple of hours later, someone posted on Instagram a sneaky pic of Bow Wow in economy on a commercial jet. So it seems what everyone's calling him out on is that he's trying to make his Instagram look better than real life.
So is the idea that he went past a private jet, got a photo, then went to the terminal? Or
well, I have seen a few people accusing him.
Yeah.
They said that they searched for private jets on Google Images, and that was one of the first images that came
up.
That's
rule one. You know, you don't want to go with one of the first options. Go down to page 3 or 4 of Google Images.
I am totally on Bow Wow's side here, Dom, and I feel like this has totally been misrepresented.
Can I say, I don't understand how you could be on his side. He's so obviously lied here. Nobody's on his side.
Has he lied? This is the caption.
Yeah.
Travel Day.
Yes.
New York press runs for Growing Up Hip Hop. Let's go. Never did he say, I'm going on this jet.
Well,
you just made that assumption yourself. He never said, I'm getting on this jet.
Okay, well, what if I posted a picture of a woman and said, so glad to have fallen in love? You'd assume I'd fallen in love with that woman.
Well, you'd be a sucker then, because that's not what the actual words say. And I actually feel like Bow Wow's falls into this trap all the time,
Dom. What do you mean?
I think he's had other tweets that people have misrepresented, that have misunderstood. That's not what they meant at all. I feel like he's not really even a rapper at all. People are saying like, oh, you're posting this because you want to be like this high-class rapper. No!
Okay.
People just misunderstand what he's going for.
All right. What do you mean?
I've got a few of the tweets he's done here, Dom. You tell me what most people would think he means, and I'll tell you what he really meant.
Sure.
He did a tweet, shout out to my honeys.
Well, I'd imagine that would be maybe to the some women who are fans of him, something like that.
Incorrect, Dom. Bow Wow is a keen beekeeper. Do you see what I mean?
Right. Okay. So you're saying his entire career has been misinterpreted.
Another tweet. Making lots of dough today. What do you think?
Well, I mean, I'd assume it means that he's making some money.
No, bought a bread maker. Another tweet, Dom. He said, making it rain at my concert.
Was he like throwing cash into the audience?
No, he was warning people of a low pressure system in the area. He wanted concert goers to bring an umbrella, Dom, to be safe.
Well, it's just so good that he's got you there clearing up the reputation for him, isn't it?
I feel like he's misrepresented, Dom. That's all I'm saying.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
If you've listened to the show before, you know each week we ask, beg, nay, plead for 5-star reviews on the iTunes podcast store, a.k.a. the Collective Noun forum, a.k.a. the happiest place on the internet.
And look, it's an absolute bargain, Zach, to get into the Collective Noun forum. All you have to pay is a 5-star rating on the iTunes podcast store. You head to iTunes, search for Collective Noun, leave a 5-star rating there. That's your ticket, Zach. Hold on to your ticket because you're now in the forum and you can roam free.
What are we discussing on the forum today, Dom?
Well, firstly, an interesting one that's come through from that girl from Tinder saying, Dom, check your Tinder messages because I need to know if I actually matched with you or if I've come across with the most convincing fake account I've ever seen.
Oh, well, no. Mm. Dom, no one's making a fake account. And using your profile picture, well, look, I don't think.
I would be flattered if someone made a fake Tinder account for me. But no, I do have a Tinder account. I haven't been on it in nearly 2 weeks, but I can have a look now.
Okay, have a look. This. See what the message is. You are back on Tinder though, Dom.
I am back on Tinder briefly, yes.
So if anyone is in the Brisbane area and you set your preferences to cheese lovers, Dom may come up.
It might be Erin. Erin has messaged me saying, she said in her message, either you're legitimate or the most convincing fake account I've ever seen.
There you go. There so that go. Must be it.
So it must be Erin. Sorry, Erin. I had not seen your message.
I appreciate the lengths Erin has gone to.
Yes.
To notify you of the Tinder message as well.
Well, that's the great thing about it, isn't it? You know, normally if they don't reply on Tinder, that's it. You know what I mean? You've lost. But thankfully,
that's
Erin,
the great thing about the forum.
Isn't it?
It's connecting people.
Absolutely. So, Erin, by the time you will have heard this, I will have replied to your message. I will do that the moment we finish recording.
Should we do a live one?
A live? Well, okay. Now you help me reply to Erin. What should I say to Erin?
You should say...
Hi, Erin.
Good start.
Is that too formal? That's a bit formal for Tinder.
Hey.
All right. Well, let's start with, hey, sorry I missed this. Thanks for the reminder on the forum.
What's up?
What's up? Just a great casual starting line, isn't it?
I don't know. What would you usually go for?
I don't really know, to be honest. I'm a bit under the pressure. I think I need an emoji in there.
Yeah, you gotta have an emoji in there.
Thanks for the reminder on the forum. Maybe I'll put a smiley after that.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
I think the smiley's a bit boring. A bit more...
What emoji would you put in there?
Okay, how about this?
Yes.
Sorry for the slow reply,
yep.
Turtle.
If she reads this before she hears the forum, she's going to think I send the weirdest messages. Okay, sorry
no,
for the...
No, it's not weird at all.
Well,
sorry
not...
for the slow reply, put a turtle.
Where's the turtle? I've never used the turtle before, so it's not my most recent use. Here we go, animals and nature. Sorry for the slow reply, turtle. Or should I go snail?
No, turtle. Turtle, definitely
okay.
Turtle.
Sorry for the slow reply, turtle. Thanks for the reminder on the forum, though.
Should you say, what's your favourite emoji? And then you should say, it's hard for me to pick between the milk bottle... And the block of cheese.
It's hard for me to pick between. Okay, let me just add them in. The milk bottle, obviously that is in my most recently used one. Milk bottle or milk or glass of milk?
I don't know. What would you usually go for?
I'd go the glass of milk.
Okay, put the glass
between
of milk.
Between the glass Glassier. Of milk. It's hard for me to pick between milk and cheese. I'm just showing you that message there. You happy for me to send that?
Yep, that's good emoji use. I think you have 3 emojis and about 3 lines of text. That's a good ratio.
It will be very confusing for Erin if she is not the person who left the forum comment.
No, it's not. That's good conversation starting.
Okay, we'll just wait and see what Erin says in reply to that. Maybe I can update you on the forum next time on that one. Next today, though, Zach, we've heard from Hannah M, who just wants to say that they listen to the podcast on their way to uni every day, especially when they're doing their Spanish homework. And as a result, we've featured in plenty of their sentences and stories that they've had to write in Spanish. And their tutor is quite confused why they keep talking about milk and celiac disease in Spanish.
Si, senor.
Well, they've actually started their review with hola amigos.
Oh, there you go. Lovely. I've always wanted to be an amigo.
Oh, you know what? You are an amigo. Yep. I could. You have amigo. I'm hombre, and yeah, you're an amigo.
I think so.
Is that appropriate?
Yeah, I think hombre means man. I've just Googled it, Dom, and hombre.
Yes.
Is a man, especially one of a particular type.
Okay, what type is that?
The example they give is,
yes,
the Raiders quarterback is one tough hombre.
Okay, in that case, I could be a hombre, I reckon.
Well, what part of that? Tough? Quarterback? Part of a sporting team? Yeah. What category do you fall under?
Okay, fair call. I'll take that back. Also, Hannah is from Adelaide, so it's nice to hear from an Adelaide reviewer. Nice to have Adelaide in on the forum as well, Zach.
That is the city of churches.
Yes, it is. And we are adding one to it.
I just read out what it says on each number plate in different places. The smart state. Moving forward.
What are
the others? Queensland is the Sunshine State or the Smart State. I think,
yes.
Is New South Wales moving forward?
You have paid much more attention to other plates than I have.
Okay.
I'm really not sure, to be honest.
Maybe people could leave theirs in the forum.
Yeah, there we go.
What does it say on your number plate?
There we go. Well, that'll be a fun game for next week. I'm looking forward to that already.
I actually have no idea about New South Wales. That could be Victoria. One of them's moving forward.
I did see, I think Tasmania might be the Apple Isle.
Yep.
Something like
maybe.
That. Yeah. And well, we're going to find out next week on the forum. Even internationally, I don't know if they have slogans for your various state or country internationally, but we'd love
Dom,
to hear them.
You're heading to Tasmania this weekend.
I am, actually.
I'd like you to confirm a fact I've heard.
Sure.
I've heard the Granny Smith apple was invented in Tasmania.
I'm going to be completely honest. You've come to the wrong person for fruit facts.
That's true.
There's no, if you want to know something I'm not strong in, it's fruit and vegetable information.
If you want to know where the Kinder Surprise was invented, Dom knows that one.
Oh, I've done
what is the Kinder Surprise laid by? Laid by. What's an egg?
That's a good point, actually.
The greatest animal that has ever existed.
Oh, if Kinder Surprises existed naturally, I mean, I would start a farm of the animals who lay Kinder Surprises.
Well, I guess they would be laid by a bigger version of the toy inside. Isn't that how it would work?
That's very true.
Yeah.
That's this.
Does it make you feel bad realizing that you're eating an egg that could have hatched into a racing car?
Well, it still does. The racing car's still inside.
That's true. That's
but
true.
I guess it never grows to full size after that, does it?
No.
Lastly on the forum today, Zach, I listened to your podcast and gotten in touch saying that they think that the Freedom segment, where I get control of the show, is at the same time both the best and worst segment we do. They absolutely love it and can't stand listening to it. They'd really like us to keep it running, they think.
That's the same description our boss gave. Actually, is that our boss?
It's entirely possible. It's nice to hear from him. I think he's in America at the moment, so he might be podcasting while he's over there.
I doubt it.
I doubt it. I sincerely doubt that. I think that the feedback we've been getting on Freedom has been pretty unanimously positive.
We're still getting people. I disagree with the unanimously positive. We are still getting people reporting the age of their coins in their wallet.
Oh, I love this so much. I did not know when I said probably a month ago, give us your oldest coin, that I'd be starting a cultural phenomenon.
I actually just remembered something.
Yeah?
Do you know my oldest coin?
No.
1895.
You're kidding me. Well, what is it?
I found it in my house.
Really?
When I was a kid.
Can I just say, isn't this interesting? You look interested right now. People keep telling us about their oldest coins. I had no idea.
But I think 1895 is more interesting than 1993.
I had no idea what I was starting. And I can just say that the oldest coin phenomenon, it's swept across the country.
I should try to find that coin.
Yeah.
I found it when I was like 10 and I put it somewhere safe, but I forget where that was.
Well, I reckon that's a treasure hunt.
I'm going to try to find it.
Yeah, you go try to hunt down that coin and then you can bring it in and win the oldest coin competition.
Yes.
Let's do it.
I'll win the competition I hate. What an irony.
Look, that is all we got time for on the forum today. If you don't want to be a part of it, we would love you on board. All you have to do is search for Collective Noun on iTunes, leave your 5-star rating, write whatever you want in the review, and we'll read it out next time on the show.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from? We want to know.
131060. If you're on your way home anywhere around Australia, give us a call now. Zach, we think by just asking you 3 questions, we can figure out where you've been.
Let's kick it off with Tamara in Melbourne. Dom, do you have the first question?
Yes, I do. Tamara, could you buy anything at the place you've been? And if so, what?
Yes, food and drink.
Food and drink. Okay, Zach, you got question two.
Okay, Tamara, how many levels does this building have?
Three levels in total.
Isn't that interesting? Tamara, have any celebrities ever been to this place that you know of?
Not that I know of.
Would you think it's likely? Or not particularly?
Possibly.
All right, I'm going to take that as a no. I think it's unlikely celebrities have been there.
I think it's a hospital dump.
A hospital?
It's three levels because you could be like spread out over a long distance, and therefore it'd be hard to figure out off the top of your head how many levels it was.
The fact that the first thing Tamara thought of was food and drink makes me think it's got
to
be.
No, but she didn't because she had to think about it for a while, and she's like, I guess you could buy food and drink, which there's vending machines, there's cafes and hospitals.
I'll back you in. Tamara, have you been at a hospital?
No.
Where were you?
No, I only guessed one right.
What was it?
I was out for dinner. I was out for a date at a restaurant.
Oh, how did the date go?
Good.
Yeah, will there be another one tomorrow?
Yeah.
There,
yes,
that's
okay,
great.
Success. Right.
Well, if we have Tamara call up for this next week, we'll know exactly where she's been. Loretta in Wagga Wagga, Zach's got the first question for you.
Loretta, was there a forklift in the building that you were in?
Absolutely not.
Negative.
No forklift. Loretta, how many people were still there when you left?
When I left?
Just an estimate if it's hard to know.
Four?
Ooh. Oh, that's specific. Four people left. Last question, Zach.
Loretta, were there any music playing at all?
There was two sources of music.
Jeez.
This is like a Sherlock
Holmes. I'm not sure how specific I'm allowed to get.
Oh, interesting. Two sources of music. Four people left there when she left.
I was going to say a gig, but...
The two sources of music makes it
and also four people. It'd be a small gig.
It would be a small gig.
Very intimate.
Maybe she left.
It was just the band. Maybe she's in the band.
Oh, she could be in the band.
And there was only four left at the end. What are you thinking?
Nothing. So I'm going to go with you. Loretta, have you been in a gig?
No, sorry.
Where was it?
I was at work. I work at KFC.
What were the two sources of music?
One was over the speakers that gets played to everyone, and then one was on one of our phones.
Okay, right.
Just the crew down the back, Dom, dropping some beats.
Well, you're crumbing that chicken. You got to have the right music playing.
Oh, you sound like you've worked there before.
No, I just know their menu back to front. Melissa from Melbourne's our last contestant tonight. Melissa, how many times have you been to this place so far in 2017?
A lot.
A lot? Okay, we're talking more than 20?
Definitely.
Okay, well, a lot more than 20. Zach, you got the next question?
Melissa, were the floors sticky?
No.
Ooh,
clean floors.
And Melissa, what would a mother think if they were taken to this place for Mother's Day on Sunday?
Oh, I think it'd be a pretty crappy Mother's Day outing.
All right, well, I'm thinking Melissa's probably been at work.
It's working somewhere. It's somewhere that they keep it nice and clean.
Yes.
So it's not a bar. It's not a club, I wouldn't think.
No.
Not a rodeo.
Yeah. Not a rodeo. You're probably right. We've guessed this before, and I think we are yet to be right, but I'm feeling like Melissa might work at maybe a servo?
Okay.
Maybe?
I'm happy to go with it, Dom. That's a very unconvincing guess.
Actually, no, you know what? I'm going back on myself. I reckon, for the first time in the history of this show, we might have two fast food workers back to back.
Okay.
I reckon Melissa might have been at I'm just going to say fast food restaurant. Melissa, have you been at a fast food restaurant?
No, sorry.
Where were you?
The airport.
Oh, geez.
Why have you been there so much? You work there.
Yeah, I work there.
Okay, I thought maybe a jet setter on the line there. Oh, well, you know what? If this is the first
zero
time...
from three.
If it's your first time hearing Where Did You Come From, pretty much this is how it goes every week. We go in confident and we come out with absolutely nothing, Zach.
Yep. Next week, we will finally get one.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Dom, I must say I'm a little disappointed at you. Nay. Larger than a little. I'm very upset.
What have I done?
Dom, I was sent a screenshot of something that I'm a little upset about.
Yep.
I'm going to send this to you, and you tell me if you can figure out why I'd be upset. Do you have your phone there?
I do have my phone here.
Sending it to your Facebook Messenger now.
Okay, let's have a look.
Tell me what you get.
Okay, it's coming through. Zach sent a photo.
What is that screenshot, Dom?
Okay, it's my my Tinder profile at the moment. And it has Dom, 23. And the Tinder photo I'm using is a picture of myself with legendary Queensland hairdresser Stefan and yourself.
I am featuring in one of your Tinder photos without my knowledge. Without my permission.
I'm pretty sure that the rules of Tinder suggest you don't have to get permission to have other people.
Yeah, but the rules of friendship suggest that you do.
I mean, I didn't seek out to Stefan the hairdresser to get his approval for this.
No, well, because he's a bona fide celebrity.
Right, okay, so that's...
See, so his image is in the public domain, whereas mine is not.
Okay, fair enough.
Here are the two problems for you, Dom.
Yes.
Firstly, I'm a married man.
That's true.
If it gets around that my pitch is on Tinder...
Mm.
That could be very dangerous, Dom.
It's not a good reputation. Okay.
Up until this point, I had never been on Tinder.
Yeah.
And you're putting my image out there.
Okay.
Secondly.
Yes.
I am wingmanning you without my consent.
Are you saying wingman has to be aware they're wingmanning?
Yes. You're trying to make me your wingman.
I think that's totally fine. What? I don't think I needed to run it by you.
Why not?
Well, because I put a picture in before with my family, or maybe I put one in with friends. I don't run it by them.
I think we need to put this to a higher power.
Okay. What, you don't think we can resolve this ourselves?
No, 100% no. Listening to this whole conversation has been the world's greatest judge, and I think we defer to her.
You are about to enter the courtroom of
Dom's mum, Judy.
The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy.
And we welcome Judge Judy, Dom's mum, to the courtroom tonight in the case of the Tinder profile that Zach wasn't consulted about.
Can I just say, I would never normally let this particular judge preside over this because she's not happy that I'm on Tinder to begin with.
But isn't she?
No, hello.
Well, that plays in my favour.
Hello, mum.
Hi, Dom. Hi, Zach.
You have heard both sides of this argument. I would say that Dom really hasn't made much of an argument, besides the point that I didn't think I needed to ask your permission.
I am a very single man looking for love, and I would have thought my friend would have no problem helping me in whatever way he could.
Well, maybe I would if I was asked, but you just assumed, and that's what hurts.
Okay, well, Mum, you've heard the case. What are your initial thoughts?
I totally stand with Zach on this.
Wow.
In this time.
Are you kidding 100%? Me?
What? Thank you. Well, thank you, Judy.
The very least I can ask for from the judge is an explanation. What's your reasoning?
I'm going to give you your sentence in a minute, so I'll leave that. But I just think that you know how I feel about people putting photos on social media without asking their permission.
Yeah, so dangerous.
It's a hard and fast rule.
And you don't want to muck around in today's society.
No. Mum, can I ask, if this wasn't Tinder, if I put a photo of Zach and I on a different social media platform that wasn't about dating, would you have been okay with it?
Yep.
So it's all about Tinder. That's all. This is such an unfair case, Zach.
No, Dom, the judge, no, because no. On other social platforms, it's not so important who the person you're talking to is. See, you are using my image.
Yes.
People might think they're talking to me. Here's what I will say.
Yep.
And I'm happy to settle.
I don't want to settle.
Okay.
You can
move on, because Judy said that she has a punishment for you.
But wait for me to unleash this bribery. Okay. No, Judge Judy, are you open to bribes?
I'll hear what you have to say, but I'm not open to bribes.
Here's my bribe for you, Judge Judy / Mum. If you side with me on this particular one, I'll get off Tinder.
I think that's what your punishment was going to be.
Yeah, I think that's irrelevant because Zach's exactly right.
What's the sentence?
The sentence is get off Tinder.
Oh, we're happy to do it! Dom's off Tinder, everybody!
Okay, well, I guess I can't defy the judge's court order, can I?
I don't know, Dom, but really, if you deleted Tinder, I think you'd get the same amount of matches either way. From what I've heard.
Okay, well, thank you, Judge, for joining us. We'll see you in the courtroom next time.
Okay, case closed.
Thank you, Your Honour.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
A bit of celebrity news, Dom, to finish us off tonight.
Mm.
The headline reads, Zooey Deschanel loves naming her kids after animals.
Okay, Zooey Deschanel, obviously, New Girl fame.
500 Days of Summer.
500 Days of Summer. She's been in a lot. What was the one she did with Jim Carrey?
Yes, Man.
Yes, Man. That's right. That as well. I don't know if she'd want to put that one on the resume as much as the others, but sure.
Apparently, her and her partner have just welcomed a new baby into the family. Congratulations. They've just named them.
Mm.
And it continues a trend she started of naming her kids after animals, Dom. So I thought we could play a game. I'm going to give you three animals.
Okay.
Two of them are the names of Zooey Deschanel's kids, and one of them is not. You have to tell me which one of these animals is not a name of Zooey Deschanel's kids.
All right, let's get into this. Here we go.
We have wolf.
Wolf.
We have bear.
Okay.
And we have otter.
Wolf. Okay. I will
There's a boy and a girl, I should say.
Interesting. I know. I have heard, obviously, Bear Grylls.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I think, who was the former One Direction guy who just called their kid Bear? Was that Zane or was that Louis or one of them? One of them has a kid called Bear.
What are the other One Direction guys' names?
I sound them like I don't know them. Okay, so I'm going to lock Bear in as a potential, as a yes.
Yep.
And I think Otter is ridiculous. So I'm going to go Wolf and Bear are the names.
Incorrect, Dom. Bear was the one that...
What?
It wasn't a name. Their first boy, born son is Charlie Wolf.
Yeah.
And their girl is Elise Otter. Or oh, Elsie, sorry.
Hang on.
Elsie
these,
Otter.
Are these middle names or yeah. are these hyphenated names?
Yeah, good point. I don't know.
You know what the handy thing about it is, though?
What's
is
that?
You know when you're early, when you're very young and your parents want to teach you about all the animals on the farm and the sounds
that's
they make?
That's how I feel like it gets really confusing.
Yeah, well,
do you know what I mean? Because they say, what do wolf, what sounds do wolf make? And it's like, come over here, wolf. Let me hear you talk.
That is all we've got time for on the show tonight. If you want to hear the whole podcast back, search for Collective Noun on iTunes. You can grab it there. We'll see you tomorrow night at 11.
Bye.
That's all from Collective Noun. Grab podcasts and videos online on Facebook at Collective Noun Comedy.